All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Whether you're renting out your apartment with Airbnb or just letting friends stay for the weekend, wouldn't it be nice to not have to figure out how to get them a key? Well, that's what digital locks are for. They're in hotels, dorms, offices, but chances are they're not on your front door. Why not? Glenn Doreen is head of electronics at Consumer Reports, and he tried to see if he could make the switch from this ancient technology to the new.
I think it will evolve as sort of a second wave of the smartphone. So I think what's going to happen is that suddenly you want everything to operate with your smartphone, and it becomes almost an irritation when things don't operate with your smartphone.
It's like kind of like iPhone as jackknife instead of iPhone as entertainment in a way.
Yeah, you know, your all-purpose tool.
So, I mean, it seems to me that, like, on the plus side, like, you don't need to give your parents a key if they arrive earlier than you do. And let's say you have a babysitter who's picking up the kids, but you don't want to hide the key outside. Or you could change the PIN code for the contractors, right? I mean, it sounds like it kind of frees you up in a way.
In the lock business, I looked into all this. They call it access control. So you can send an electronic key, for instance, to a phone, and then that phone via either Bluetooth or over the internet unlocks the door, and all that's well and good. You can cancel those keys. You can make with some systems, you can make them time coded so that during the day when you have contractors working on your home from, you know, 8 to 5, for instance, that key will work. But when after that time, it won't. So all those things are great. It's really flexible. You can when the relationship with your significant other dies off, you can suddenly erase their code and then they no longer have access to your house. No changing of the locks. And it's worth mentioning some of these locks work via your cell phone. Some of them work via a keypad. Some of them are sort of a hybrid of both.
So which one did you decide to install, and was it tough to do?
Well, it depends on how you view it. We did the Yale. There's a Yale Real Living. They have a whole series of these locks. It installs like a normal lock. However, the look of it is far different. They look quite elegant on the outside, but on the inside, it's like having a big brick on the inside of your door because it must house the mechanical parts. It must house the batteries. The circuitry, most of that is on the inside.
So it's not that good looking.
Well, it depends on which side of the door you're on.
Right. Okay. And the new ones that you've seen recently, how are they different?
In fact, it's interesting. Some of them are literally like Kickstarter startups, August, Goji, Lockitron. These guys they've come out of nowhere. There are very few conventional lock companies out there. It's suddenly like startup fertile territory in a way that I never would have guessed an old sort of staid technology like locks would be.
Now tell me about that moment when you first unlocked your door without a key.
I would say that was not as momentous as the moment that I first closed the door behind me without bringing my key, which was, you know, a bit more sort of ominous because you think, I don't want to have to smash my window to get back into my house. Getting back into the house is not that big of a deal. You know, you type the key code.
But did it have that? There's some satisfaction when you slide the key in and like it turns smoothly and perfectly and makes the right click. I imagine that's kind of gone, that sort of sensual opening of the door.
Well, there is a different sensual opening of the door, one where you you type the keypad and then you hear the mechanical little whir that goes. But for the most part, it's been reliable, with one notable exception.
Which was?
I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you, but have you ever had a battery explode inside a piece of electronics where
you get all that? Yes, my kids' toys.
Yes. So essentially what they don't prepare you for is that, a catastrophic failure. It's a battery leak. I only had one door on my house, I would have been completely and utterly locked out. But I have a back door, which also has a digital lock. But I'll tell you, the one thing that everybody asks you it's like you don't even have to cue anybody. They always ask you, aren't you afraid that hackers are going to hack your lock?
And?
Well, initially I was afraid of that until I really gave it some thought and took a good look at my door. And I don't want to, you know, give anybody ideas, but I have a window right next to my door. And hacking a, you know, an electronic key coded system is probably a lot harder than throwing a brick through my window.
So do you think if we all had these digital locks, whether they are a PIN code thing or on our cell phones, would the world be safer?
Not necessarily. In fact, I talked to a lock expert, Mark Weber Tobias, and you know what he said? He said he's managed to pick these locks. Most of these things have a conventional key in right next to it anyway. He said he's managed to pick them the same way that he's picked any other lock.
Okay, last question, Glenn. Did you keep your digital lock?
I did. And you know why? Because my wife now likes it. And I will do anything to make her happy. And she, you know, we joke that we actually don't know where our keys are anymore. So I don't think we could go back if we wanted to.
Glenn Doreen from Consumer Reports.